The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there have been only mild cases of swine flu in the United States, but experts remain on guard. Acting Agency Director Richard Besser says the epidemic in Mexico prompted U.S. doctors to begin monitoring actively for possible infections.
We are asking doctors when they see someone who has flu-like illness, who's traveled to an affected region, to do a culture, take a swab in their nose, and send it to the lab so we can see, is it influenza, is it this type?
Speaking Sunday at the White House, Besser said the extra detection efforts have enabled officials to find more infections than under normal circumstances. He also says he expects the number of infections will rise and the illness will spread to other U.S. regions as doctors continue to monitor the problem. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it does not recommend people travel to Mexico, where the outbreak of swine flu is centered, and more than 100 deaths have been reported. But officials have not ordered a travel ban to the country. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says instead airlines have the option of screening passengers on flights from Mexico.
We are letting air carriers and our employees at the gates on those flights make sure that they are asking people if they're sick, and if they're sick, that they shouldn't board the plane.
Denise Kornevitz is an infectious disease expert at the University of Miami. She says officials should take bolder steps to screen passengers at international borders, like Japan and other Asian nations are doing.
We have a very transient population here, and Japan is taking lots of precautions. What Japan is doing, they're making everyone have a temperature when they get off the airplane. And as far as I'm concerned, I think that's a good idea.
U.S. officials say they are holding off on more aggressive actions because the outbreak has been limited in the United States and they do not want to cause a health scare. Kornevitz says around the country, health centers are putting in place emergency response measures aimed at limiting disease outbreaks.
I'm thinking we're going to be okay. We seem to put things in motion quicker this time. CDC's already in every state that we've had some cases, they're already dispersing Tamiflu, which decreases the symptoms of the flu.
U.S. officials say they have distributed about 12 million doses of Tamiflu from a federal stockpile. They say additional supplies are available if needed. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.